The title of the story is Padre Pio's Last Journey. Now, in the last hours of Padre Pio's life, he made a journey through bilocation. But where did he go? To what place, and what could have been so important about this place? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about his miracles and also about what Padre Pio's intercession could do for you. I'd like to also thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for helping us with this apostolate. You make these videos possible. Thank you again for your support. And anyone else who wants to become a protected child of Padre Pio patron, then just view the video on the end screen. Our story begins in September of 1968. And now Padre Pio knew that his end was approaching. He was now 81 years old and had been feeling quite unwell for some months. On the 20th of September, it was the 50th anniversary of him having received the stigmata, that is the wounds of our Lord, the mystical wounds of our Lord on his hands and his feet and in his side. And of course, all of his prayer groups had now gathered there at the monastery of St. Giovanni Rotondo, because they wanted to be part of, to celebrate this very important anniversary. And so Padre Pio now, on this day, he celebrated the Holy Mass. But it took so much out of him that the following day he was now unable even to get out of bed. He spent that day in bed. And then when the 22nd of September came, that's the Sunday, he summoned his last strength, his remaining strength, and he was able to celebrate Mass again. And this time it was in the new church, which was of course filled, it was packed with pilgrims. However, at the end of the ceremony, Padre Pio now, he almost collapsed. People around him caught him and they assisted him in order to leave the altar. So Padre Pio, in this extreme condition, his last few days, and this is when the story starts to get more interesting and inexplicable. It's in September of 1968, as Padre Pio lay dying in St. Giovanni Rotondo, which is about 200 kilometers south of Montepello in Italy, his friend, Padre Domenico de Sessa, had just unlocked the doors of the shrine of the Holy Face one morning, and then he was astounded to find inside the church was Padre Pio praying. He was in the choir behind the altar, and he was before the sacred image of the face of Jesus of Montepello. And Padre Pio turned to his friend, Brother Domenico, and said, "I don't think I have very long now. Pray for me." Then he said, "Farewell, and we will see each other in paradise." Within 24 hours, Padre Pio was dead. And he died in his cell in St. Giovanni Rotondo. So how strange that story is. Padre Pio was so weak at this stage, hardly even able to walk, to support himself, to stand upright. And yet he's seen in Montepello, 200 kilometers away, that same morning. But the story gets even stranger. As you can see just now, we have some video footage of a brother of the same, Brother Domenico, attending Padre Pio's funeral. There's 200 kilometers of distance between them, and this was also by location. On that day, Brother Domenico was at the same time in the church of Saint Michael of the Archangel, as we said, 200 kilometers away. And there's testimony, there's video, there are witnesses that Padre Domenico was seen at Padre Pio's funeral, and also signed testimony that he did not leave Montepello that day. So here we're going to have a brief look at the video footage showing Friar Domenico in the middle of Padre Pio's procession. And he is the brother or the priest, the friar, with the giant beard that you'll see in the front of the video. And we'll also show you a photo of Brother Domenico, and you can compare the two and you can make up your own mind. And we'll also include links to these videos in the video description below this particular video. But now we must ask the question, why did Padre Pio visit the Holy Face of Montepello just a few hours before he said his goodbye to the world? What did he think and feel at that moment? Why was it so important to him? And of course, we cannot learn the answer to this from Padre Pio himself. However, the relic of the Shroud of Montepello can perhaps give us some clues. We're going to have a quick look at the history of this relic of Montepello. It was given to the Capuchins in 1638, and it is today considered to be the real cloth that covered the face of Jesus when he was dead, as is mentioned in the Gospel of John. And these are the words, "And the cloth that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but apart, were wrapped in one place." Now, whereas we have the classic image of the shroud of Turin, which depicts the holy face of the dead Lord, the cloth of Montepello depicts Jesus in the moment of his resurrection. He'd just come back to life. And we know this because the eyes are open and the mouth is open, and perhaps he is just taking his very first breath as he comes back to life. We don't know, but that's what it apparently represents, Christ's triumph over death. But now, what is the connection of the story to Friar Domenico? Well, when we look, he was just 9 years old. An incident happened. This was in 1915, and young Emilio, as he was then known, that's Father Domenico, he predicted that a devastating earthquake was going to shake Italy. And a massive earthquake did hit that region the very next morning. It killed more than 30,000 people. And it buried both him and his father in the rubble of the church that had been praying at that time. But he said a man he didn't recognize pulled him out of the rubble. Well, this person must have made quite an impression on him, because 50 years later, when Padre Domenico knelt before the image Il Volto Santo, or the face of Jesus, the miraculous veil, he stammered, "That is the man who saved me from the rubble 50 years ago." And then after that, he did a lot of investigations about this cloth, and it appears it has some unusual and inexplicable properties. And there's another video in the description below about the inexplicable properties. Now, Padre Pio, who for 50 years he had enjoyed the stigmata on his hands and his feet, the stigmata, the signs of our Lord's passion, he was now making his final preparation for the glory of eternal life. And the words of the Easter Vigil, "Victima Pasci Laudes," come to mind, which are, "We know Christ is truly risen from the dead. Victorious King, have mercy on us. Alleluia." And so in this story, we've seen some of Padre Pio's preparation for his final journey, which is, of course, to heaven. And he went to the Shroud of Montepello, which people are now saying, similar to the Shroud of Turin, wrapped our Lord's body when he was placed in the tomb. It wrapped his face. So it's the image of his face at the moment of his resurrection when he came back to life. And that's the one that Padre Pio chose to visit just hours before he went to his next life. And we encourage you, do help us with this apostolate. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, subscribe. Click the like button, please. And share this video with your friends and colleagues. And also, we do have a Mass celebrated every Friday. We bring your intentions in this Mass to Padre Pio. If you'd like your intentions to be brought there, all you have to do is enroll them. Just watch the video on the end screen, how to do that. We thank you for watching this video.